It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was fatally shot while speaking at a campus event in Utah yesterday, was one of the country's most influential young conservatives and a close ally of President Trump.
Kirk was the founder of Turning Point USA, a nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative politics on high school and college campuses, including here in Wisconsin.
It's the latest example of political violence over the last year, including assassination attempts on President Trump and the killing of a Democratic Minnesota state lawmaker in June.
In a bit, we'll hear from WPR's Rich Kramer about how lawmakers around the state are responding. Members of both parties have condemned yesterday's violence. Republican leaders are also mourning the loss of a colleague and friend. Brian Schimming is chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Kate.
What is on your mind as you process this fatal shooting?
Boy, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. Charlie Kirk's assassination and of course, leaving a wife and two small ones behind. I mean, Charlie traveled to campuses across the country to grow the conservative movement, which is what he was doing yesterday. He's done on the campus of Madison and others around the area. So it's really a tragic loss. And I think part of it too was an assassination carried out on TV, you know, and across the country. I mean, this is one where millions of people have now seen it in one way or the other. And so it's pretty jarring that way as well.
As you said, he was mobilizing students, and, you know, here's an organization that has more than 850 chapters, sends right-wing speakers to college campuses, brings together young people for political debates. Can you talk about the work he's done with or alongside the state Republican Party here in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, one of the interesting things about Charlie is that, and part of the tragedy of this is that, you know, it's kind of all the more tragic because Charlie built the movement, Turning Point, you know, through political debate. I mean, he would go on to campuses as he was doing yesterday, and doors open, all could come and ask him questions and debate him. And all of that, I mean, he did this kind of much, you know, what people fear is kind of a cancel culture on some campuses. But Charlie showed up. And I think that is one thing as I travel across the state here. You know, I talk to people, look, if you want to be involved in public discourse and you want to be involved in your local community, I always talk about campuses and the importance of showing up on campus. You have to be there. And Charlie Kirk would be there. And perhaps, you know, we don't know about the motives yet or a lot of detail about what happened here. But and this is an issue close to me as well, because I grew up next to the UW-Madison campus, right by Camp Randall there. My parents both worked on campus. Campus life, students, faculty, very much a part of my younger life. And I grew up on the end of the anti-war era. So when Sterling Hall was bombed on the UW-Madison campus, it shook our whole house. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it shook our whole family. And so, campuses are shaken today. The political movement on both sides is shaken today. Just an awful, awful tragedy.
He was answering a question about mass shootings when he was shot. How are you reflecting on that?
Yeah, the way I reflect on that is they are as illegal now as they were when he was shot, as they have been for this nation's whole history. So I think, you know, my view of it is that while that was not, it was a horrible shooting, was not a mass shooting incident, I abhor political violence of all kinds. Look, I've worked at the state capitol here for several years here in Wisconsin as chief of staff to the speaker. I've worked around the Hill a fair bit out in Washington. So I abhor that kind of violence on all sides. But this has brought it. You know, Charlie Kirk's assassination yesterday has brought it to life. And there's a lot more of this story to be told yet, but we're obviously less than 24 hours in.
Brian, you being so deeply into politics, what do you think politicians, lawmakers should be doing right now to be part of the solution, or at least helping to dial down the temperature and the rhetoric in America?
Yeah, I just encourage them to, I'm one who spends a fair bit of time in the public arena, and not just on social media, but going out there. In fact, in the last week, I put over 1,000 miles on here in the States, speaking at different events. So I just encourage people to join the discourse in politics and not try to shut the other side down. I mean, that's always been my kind of basic rule. And look, I've been through, having worked at the Capitol as long as I have, I've literally walked through hundreds of demonstrations over the years, either at the Capitol or on the campus. I've smelled the tear gas, I've seen violence, I've whatever. And so I just encourage the people to debate their views strongly. The people are smart. They know how to decide, but you know, we want to make sure they hear both sides. And I think Charlie Kirk was on campus in Utah yesterday to make sure that the conservative movement was felt on that campus and that conservative views were heard and seen on that campus. And in the case of yesterday, Charlie Kirk paid for it with his life.
But for a lot of people, engagement with politics comes from influencers. It comes from social media and internet personalities like Charlie Kirk. And often the content is made to fire people up, either in support or opposition to a point of view. What are your thoughts? And, you know, you've had years in radio media. What are your thoughts on the partisan media bubbles and the impact they have on our political conversations?
Well, I'll say this, and I've you know, seen this from having, you know, just a couple of local radio stations and TV stations, even in my own market in Madison, to now people have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of options. And so I think that's a good thing. Even the very partisan options, I have a habit of watching not just conservative outlets, but very, very liberal outlets as well, because I like to get both perspectives, even though I am the chairman of the state Republican Party. So, you know, I encourage people to take advantage of all those. It's the media environment, as you folks well know, has changed so dramatically, even in just the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years. In fact, I was just talking to somebody about this 2 days ago, it was over the weekend, about how much the media environment has changed and people get to select what they want to hear and listen to. I don't think that's a bad thing. What the good thing ought to be out of it is that people can have debates, have vigorous debates. That's what Charlie was in Utah to do yesterday.
So here we are with midterm elections in about a year. Political rallies, as you are well aware, events are going to be nonstop. Do you think more security or even lower level events here in Wisconsin is needed? What is adequate?
Well, I think we'll see. We need to kind of, you know, we'll get an assessment of kind of what happened here in Utah. I spend a lot of time on the road and in front of audiences, as do my counterparts on the other side. I hope that's not the case. I was at the Republican National Convention where we had an abundance of security, and we ended up, you know, not having any kind of violence or whatever, kind of the worst things feared, I suppose, by law enforcement. But on the other hand, maybe those things didn't happen because we had so much security. I had a security detail when I was there, but I was pretty high profile at the convention. So, but I don't, I'm a homer. I'd say, you know, Madison's home, Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin's home. So I never really felt like I was in danger. But I do, I think time will tell on this. And I hope that we don't see more of this here in the ensuing day. Sometimes there's kind of copycat type violence, and we don't need that. We don't need that not only right now, but we don't need it ever.
Brian, thanks for joining us in this moment.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Schimming is chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We've been talking about the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk yesterday afternoon. Now we turn to Rich Kramer, a reporter based in WPR's Eau Claire Bureau, to hear reactions from lawmakers around the state. Rich, thanks for being here. You know, we just heard from the head of the state Republican Party. What about the state Democratic Party? What are you hearing?
Well, there's been pretty universal condemnation of this killing that happened yesterday in Utah. Essentially, what I'm seeing is, you know, Democrats within the congressional delegation, like Gwen Moore of Milwaukee, Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator, essentially saying political violence doesn't have any place in the country. It doesn't solve anything. There was a lot of people calling for prayers, you know, shortly after the initial shooting was reported. Governor Evers put out a statement that says, you know, violence is never the answer for resolving our differences or disagreements. So on the Democratic side, pretty universal, every post that I've seen condemned it. And on the Republican side, it's the same thing. You, as a Republican representative, Tony Weed, zero place for political violence in our country. The same goes for Glenn Grothman, a Republican U.S. representative, said he was heartbroken by the loss of Charlie Kirk. And again, political violence has no place in America. Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden was obviously very, very angry about this. He's been tweeting a lot overnight and into the morning. Essentially, has been pointing the finger at Democratic lawmakers and celebrities who had criticized Kirk and President Donald Trump in the past, saying they're culpable for the assassination attempt. He's also essentially said the gloves are off. I'm not sure what that means, but he's very, very upset, obviously.
It seems to follow what President Trump yesterday said from the Oval Office that went back to this argument that the left is at fault for this political violence. Did you see some of those types of posts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, social media has been pretty ugly the last, you know, number of hours. I've seen people that I don't know where they're from. These are a lot of anonymous accounts, essentially. Mm. But people on the left of the spectrum, I guess you could say, kind of celebrating this or you know, highlighting some of the more controversial quotes from Kirk in the past. Mm. There were some chalk drawings that pictures of chalk drawings at UW-Madison that appeared to be celebrating somewhat the...
Rich, we need to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us. Rich Kramer at WPR. Earlier, we heard from Brian Schimming, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin.